Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Pleasure, work, fun. The Great Companies for Dads Awards is Singapore's first award to recognize outstanding companies, organizations with their policies and practices that support dads in helping them to thrive in the workplace. We are going to talk now with Norman Tan, the group head and volunteer resource governance at Center for Fathering, and Edmund Wong, business development and corporate social responsibility director at Kim Chu Kwe Chang Private Limited. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Good morning. Morning.
It's great to have you on with us today. And Norman, why don't we start with you and talk to us about this this new award? I believe some of the first of the awards have been given out already.
Oh, great! Thanks for the opportunity to share. In fact, this Great Companies Award for Dads, or rather, Great Companies for Dads Awards, is an inaugural, as you know. It actually derived from one of the directors and wanting to encourage more companies to come forward, even to really surface themselves with over and above the policies, the HR policies that can actually support fathers in the workplace. Yeah, and we would like them to actually be more proactive in encouraging fathers especially, and of course mothers alongside, and to be have a better working environment so that they can also have their family front being taken care of. So with that, we kind of want to encourage the companies with this award. So we launched it, and we're looking at family-friendly policies that they can go beyond government stipulated requirement. Examples like adding family care and on top of the government policy to add more family care leave above the 2 weeks of paternity or even flexible arrangement. And, well, we actually were so glad that we can see many companies, in fact, have gone beyond and, in fact, creating a lot larger impact in their influence over their employees. Mm. Yeah, so these are very encouraging signs.
And that's wonderful. So we're bringing in now Edmund Wong, who's the Business Development and Corporate Social Responsibility Director at Kim Chu Kwe Chang Private Limited. And Edmund, what are some of the practices or workplace agreements you have in place to that ties in with this, that benefits fathers working in your company?
Right. I think we offer pretty standard employment contracts, but I guess what's not stated in the contract would be that if you have had the chance to see our workplace, I think we try and operate our business very much like a family setting. We see an old uncle as a grandpa. We see a mother as a mother. We appreciate dads having to be dads, and at times they have to have offs to do various other matters that have to settle at home. And we just take it as it is. You know, if someone comes to us, an employee says that, you know, they will require more than just the stipulated leaves to tend to the family matters, we do offer very easily no pay leaves granted to our employees. We do various ways, you know, support their families if there's a need to and within our capabilities to do so. But it's all by on a case-to-case basis, and this really happens when we have a relationship with our employees and the people that we work with.
Edmund, you're a third-generation business owner in your company, Kim Chu Kwe Chang, and is it hard for companies, for any company, to make these changes? The common argument is it's going to take away from profits because we're going to have to give people more time off or something like that, so they're not working as much. Explain to us your thinking on that as you look within your own company. Is it harder on the company itself to keep profits coming in or to keep productivity up?
You know, it's especially challenging because we're not a corporation, we are SME.
Right.
But an SME that has been established as a family business. So there are a lot of tensions. There could be different views and perspectives because almost everyone who is part of the family is considered as a chief there. Yes. So decisions have got to be made on different spectrums. different levels of appreciation and understanding would then have to be discussed very thoroughly and sought after. You don't get 50-50 or 60% consent. You need to get everybody's consent to get things going in a family business like ours. And definitely, I think that the challenge is not so much about how profitable our company wants to be. I think we can survive. And if because we can survive, we also want to allow our business to thrive because of the people that work with us. I think it's especially meaningful if we see ourselves not only offering fathers opportunities, but to be an inclusive business, to see other means of inclusivity to strengthen our core. We are still an SME, but we do value that if we ever have had the chance to expand beyond our capabilities, that we still want to maintain this core. And this core will definitely give us this stronger attachment, a sense of belonging that whoever find that attachment to work with us.
Yeah. That's wonderful, Norman. And it's equally wonderful, Edmund, that you are acknowledging companies like Edmund's. So, Norman, I wanted to ask you, so you set up this great Companies for Dads Awards in conjunction with your Centre for Fathering and Dads for Life. Let's give them a plug. Which companies did you award and what is it they did or what is it they have that was worthy of your awards?
Of course, right in front of you actually is the King Su as well. They have gotten the letter of commendation. In addition of that, they actually reward in total about 13 of them, and the five of them have actually gotten the Great Companies Award, namely City Developments. We have the Microman Asia Pacific. We have even the MINDEF SAF, the Singapore Armed Forces. And of course, setting a very good role model is the Ministry of Social and Family Development. Last but not least, the one that gotten the awards is the Singapore Management University. Yeah, and then this five company is much worthy to be mentioned because they have outstanding policies that gone beyond the national policies. I just like to give you some example. One of them actually provided meal vouchers while they are running the Eat With Your Family program, that we actually collaborate with them and rather in partnership. So in situation like the last year where the COVID situation, pandemic situation does not allow them to gather together. So what they have done is they went beyond to give them vouchers to order delivery to their home, and so that they can have a family meal together while also at the same time participating in our Eat With The Family program. Yeah, so this is just one very good example to how the companies can encourage the involvement of the father with the families, and you know, and on top of that, oh yes, I just was reminded that some even have allowed their father or you know their parents to bring the children to work. That was pre-COVID, and then such policies are very encouraging, and because just like the old saying, you need in our Singapore context, you need a kampong to raise a child. So in a way, they are also developing this belief that, even it takes a company to raise a kid as well. So this is something that we would like to many other companies to really emulate.
We're talking with Norman Tan, the Center for Fathering. Sorry about that, Norman. And Edmund Wong, I want to make sure everybody knows who you guys are, from Kim Chu Kwe Chang Private Limited. And Edmund, I have to say, we used to live in Katong and go to your shop all the time to buy kue. It was just...
Thank you very much.
I love that place. And in fact, my kids, when they were in Tanjong Katong Primary, used to go to your shop for field trips.
Is that right?
That was one of the spots that they would go to learn about Peranakan culture.
Fantastic.
So thank you for all that you are doing within the community itself in Ju Chat. So that's great. Norman, if I can come back to you, you've had some, I believe it was 50, you've helped some 50,000 fathers through the Center for Fathering over the years. And when you talk to dads, what is most useful to them? Is it having time off, or is it getting the vouchers, like you mentioned, for meals or some other kind of financial incentives, as small or large as it may be? What do dads really looking for when it comes to wanting to effectively blend their work time with their home time?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that. In fact, maybe as a dad myself of two children, personally, I find we will appreciate a lot with the time that we can be given aside, set aside for the family, or even the flexibility to be able to attend to family matters, where there's some emergency or needs. As you know, many parents are now having dual parents working. Mm. Yeah, so the flexibility to arrange for the schedule to meet the needs of especially the younger children, I think that is really very much welcome in support by the companies. So time is really in the accent, is what many have said. So spending time with the family is something that we treasure a lot more. And I think through this period of opportunity to work from home, I also personally experienced that you allow, when we have the flexibility to manage our time, our work would be more effective as well, because then we can really focus to settle, you know, some of the issues or challenges at home. At the same time, after that, we can set aside the time that is what we call quality time at work and to finish off the work. Yeah. So and also in my spheres of network influence, I talked to several fathers. I think they also share the same sentiment as of having some time off or even time, flexible time to be with the family. Yeah, spending time is really the key.
Sure.
Yeah, Edmund, listening to Norman there and based upon these wonderful awards, you get the impression, don't you, that there does seem to be a perceptive shift, a gradual shift away from what we traditionally saw as very established patriarchal norms of the family unit. You know, man goes to work, woman stays home as the caregiver. You know, as someone who's running a third-generation family business yourself, do you see that change day-to-day in your workplace, that the roles of men and women are changing in Singapore, and arguably for the better?
I think definitely we have to thank our government for applying or giving businesses like ours the opportunities to be productive. So I think once we can see that we are able to be productive in a given time, definitely we would then be able to have more flexibility in offering extra time to employees and fathers or mothers to have the extra time to be with their family. And I think productivity is definitely key. Productivity is not only a means for us to make more money, but to see what's more valuable in terms of being human and be productive in life. Mm. And so definitely, I think in this direction moving ahead is something that is definitely most forthcoming, right?
And Norman, just briefly, I've worked with Dads for Life before in the past, and I feel that there is a perception change that men, Singaporean men, do want to spend less time in the office and more time with their children. Is that something you're seeing?
Yes, it's actually an upcoming trend. If you were to actually, like you say, move around in Singapore, you will see more and more fathers holding on to their kids, pushing the strollers, you know, carrying them even in the back, you know, baby back. So we are seeing a lot more fathers getting more involved, and I personally find that involving the kids' life as young as even before they were born is something very beautiful, and the moments that you can never get it back, even through the money that you can spend.
Yeah. Time is the one thing you can never get back,
you
right?
You can't buy it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Time, if you can use my money to buy the moment, I think do it, but you cannot buy back those moments that we pass.
Hey,
yeah,
Norman.
And then personally,
quick question. Because as we look at the last year and so many people doing work from home, right? Now, I would assume that this has accelerated that idea of fathers and moms too, working moms, spending more time with their families at home. Has this past year of the pandemic had any, what kind of impact has it had for the Center for Fathering and perhaps your mission to have dads spend more time with their families?
Okay, I would look at it in two prong. One is that, okay, in the initial part when we introduced the work from home, obviously plus the challenges in facing last year, dads were probably faced with some stress on how to you know, maintain or even have the job carry on, or even have the bring back the dough to the family. But I think we have passed that. So now we kind of see more encouraging relationship building on, and parents are able to cope with their work from home and also their family situation. And we also provided workshop to help them. So what we are looking at is, what we can do is, in the future, we will also probably have this hybrid programs, or even consider having programs that we can bring them together over the air, or even another programs that we can do in multi-locations to encourage more of this parenting child program, especially so when the children are getting more access to the internet and gaming online. So we will have to also go into that direction on how we can bring the child back to the father by engaging where the child is now in their own world. They spend more time on the internet. Yes,
yeah, totally.
More
time with fathers.
This is just some consideration.
Yeah. More time, fathers and children eating quay. You can't ask for more than that, can you? That's a perfect weekend time.
And if you happen to need it, 60 Jew Chat Place is the place to go get it.
He wants some quay, clearly. He wants some quay.
I know. Hey, gentlemen, we have to leave it there. Norman Tan, Group Head and Volunteer Resource and Governance at Center for Fathering, and Edmund Wong, Business Development and Corporate Social Responsibility Director at Kim Chu Kwe Chang Private Limited in Jew Chat on East Coast Road. thanks to both of you for
Thank
being
you
with
very
us
much.
Today and carrying on the work. We're mindful that both moms and dads are trying to find this work-life balance, and thanks for doing your part on half of that equation.
Wonderful stuff.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for your time, Glenn and Neil.
We'll all meet up together at
60 Jew Chat Place.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yes, we shall be there.
Thanks again. Have a great
day. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a blessed weekend.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.